my friends. Welcome back, amigos. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RPN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. Now take that wonderful, lovely knowledge that you have, and let's get her done. Everybody's got to do something to help Tyler, and I'm going to read some numbers out here. Let me turn it over while I get the numbers actually together so it goes a little quicker. Why don't we get over to Lori Anderson with Chris, and then we'll give Frank some time to lay out his take on this, what's going on here. So, Lori, back to you, and let's get some words in from Chris, if you can. Go ahead and tell us more about the Seroquel, because I don't know if you got to finish your thoughts on that, but you right. Take it away and do what you see to be fit. Go ahead, Lori Anderson.
Okay. Well, I wanted to, I really want to stress on the Seroquel, because that's what they are forcing into his body. And, of course, not just his body, but other veterans and other individuals that are not even veterans. I guarantee you they're forcing this. And he, with him getting quote-unquote in trouble for hiding it under his tongue to not take medication that is known to possibly even cause death, that is not only unethical, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and this really needs to be brought to the attention of the Attorney General of South Carolina that actually followed up on the lawsuit. But a little bit more about the Seroquel, because it's extremely important to understand these side effects that they are really talking about. Now, there are also thousands of lawsuits still out there against AstraZeneca for Seroquel. It says the FDA requires Seroquel's drug label to include hyperglycemia and diabetes. How many people suffer from that in the United States of America? A lot of people. The warnings and precautions section in one placebo-controlled trial, the percentage of adult users who fasting glucose shifted from less than 100 milligrams DL to greater than 126 milligrams DL increased nearly twofold when the Seroquel group over the placebo group. Due to this, the Seroquel side effect, close to 30,000 users filed Seroquel diabetes lawsuits against AstraZeneca. The manufacturer settled 17,500 of the lawsuits in August of 2010 for $200 million, and in February 2011, it settled another 6,000 lawsuits for $150 million. Now, I want to make this clear. That is separate from the states. That is separate from the Department of Justice. So some of the Seroquel diabetes lawsuits are still pending in state courts. So in July of 2011, the FDA did announce that a Seroquel label revision concerning heart-related side effects. This is all going to tie in, Eric, with Tyler and the side effects that he was saying he was having. Listen carefully. According to the New York Times article, 17 people reported to the FDA that they experienced arrhythmia, abnormal electrical activity of the heart, after taking more than the recommended doses of Seroquel. The revised label lists 12 drugs that the doctor should avoid prescribing to patients taking Seroquel, and most of those I honestly cannot pronounce. Seroquel also might cause pregnancy side effects, of course. Symptoms from Seroquel, when a woman takes Seroquel during pregnancy, can cause withdrawal symptoms in infants in the form of abnormal muscle movements called EPS. Symptoms of EPS also include agitation, hypertonia, excessive muscle rigidity, excessive muscle elasticity, tremors, sleep disturbances, respiratory distress, and feeding disorders. This is something that should not even be allowed to be used in the United States of America, especially with everything going on against this drug, and it is being forced into one of our veterans. Now, everyone who is listening to the sound of my voice, they know that we rant against the unlawful, illegal invasions all across the world. But that does not mean we are against our veterans, and we are not against our active military. We love them. They are our brothers, our sisters, our fathers, our mothers, our cousins. We love them. Does not mean we have to support an unlawful war. And this is one of our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our cousins, sitting forced in a psychiatric ward because a psychologist took less than 5 minutes with a man and claimed he was schizophrenic. And now they are trying to force this man, and not trying to, they are forcing this man to take a drug that they know causes injury, including death. And then they're trying to threaten him, saying, oh, well, you're not going to get out because you didn't take the medication because the judge ordered you to take medication that you were prescribed. This is the exact quote off of the order. Tyler Andrew Whitman must comply with all medications as prescribed. Well, here's my question to the judge that signed that. Are you aware that they are subscribing or prescribing him medication that is known to cause death, heart tremors, suicidal tendencies? Are you aware that that's the medication that's being forced and they're claiming to do it under your order? I'd say she probably may not know, but we need to let her know. Also in the order, it was ordered that Tyler Whitman be discharged from the Veterans Affairs and he must undergo an outpatient treatment program at the VA for a period not to exceed 12 months. So by court order, it is not allowed to exceed 12 months. Yet the co-administrator, Loretta Martin, informed Tyler that he was not going to be possibly released until May 25th, 2018 because of her contract. Well, there's nothing in the court order about somebody's cute little contract. It is, you are not to hold him more than 12 months, period. Now, that was dated May 16th, 2017. So, on top of that, she had ordered that Tyler be put specifically, and this is her words, specifically, Oliver House, a community residential care facility, as defined in 403520 for a period not to exceed 12 months. There we go with that not to exceed 12 months again. Now, let's remember his person who is over him removed him with the help of the police violating this court order, mind you, and put him in passionate care home. I can attest that I personally have spoke with Tyler Whitman, and I spoke with him for a long period of time, at least an hour and a half, if not a little bit more, actually. This man has no signs of schizophrenia. He is very clear-headed, very articulate. I am not a medical doctor, but I can tell you I have dealt with individuals that have schizophrenia, and his signs are not as a person that is schizophrenic. They've been targeting our veterans and our military for years to disarm them and to use them as guinea pigs, and we have to stop allowing this to happen. They are our resource to protect the United States of America and our friends and our families and our communities. They are us. We have to take a stand and do something about that. So the probate judge, her name is Amy McCullough, and I do not know whether she knows Sarah Quill was forced upon him or not. However, that should have never even been with the order to that he must comply with all medications as prescribed because that goes against his unalienable rights. It goes against his right to put in his own body, and it takes away any kind of choice. However, on that thought, Amy McCullough is probate judge of Richland County, South Carolina. And I'm going to say this slowly. Her email, if you would like to email her and ask her if she is aware that Tyler Whitman is being forced to take medication that South Carolina has already found to be dangerous and has sued the company that makes it and won a $26 million lawsuit. Her email is amy@amymcculloch, M amyclloch.com. That's A-M-Y at amyclloch.com. Her office number is 803-576-1997. I'll repeat that again. Her office number is 803-576-1997. It would also be good to ask her if she is aware that her court order, per her court order, the co-administrator over Passionate Care Home has already laid out intent to not follow her court order. And is she going to allow that? Not only that, it would be helpful to ask if she is aware that the police, as well as the person who was put over him, his mother, took him out of the place that she herself ordered him to be in and removed him and put him in a different place. I believe any judge, whether they're good or bad, would really like to know if somebody's violating their orders, especially if it's law enforcement involved in violating her orders, and then reprimand can be handed down in that manner as well. So I wanted to also address one quick thing, and then I will open the floor to Chris and to Frank. And Alan Wilson is the name of the Attorney General that continued the lawsuit in South Carolina. The original South Carolina Attorney General was Henry McMaster, and he joined with Spartanburg Law Firm of Harrison, White, Smith, and Coggins. That lawsuit in South Carolina from the state against AstraZeneca was continued under the Attorney General Alan Wilson. Attorney General Alan Wilson's office location is in the Rembrandt Dennis Building. It is located at 1000 Assembly Street, room 519, Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm going to give you some phone numbers. The information line, because these are the only two numbers I was able to find, Eric, you might have some other numbers. The information line is 803-734-3970. The information line for the South Carolina Attorney General is 803-734-3970. A victim assistance program number to the Attorney General's office is 800-213-5652. Once again, that's 1-800-213-5652. A lot of the signs and the stuff that was bothering Tyler in the first place were all symptoms of what happens when you're around a lot of smart meters because of the radiation and the pulsating headaches and the different things that go on like that. That doesn't mean you're schizophrenic. Some people are highly sensitive to the smart meters. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, it was either the United Kingdom or it was in another country, I know that. And the smart meters were creating such a problem in the neighborhoods. People were getting nosebleeds, tumors, and sick, physically sick, throwing up, all sorts of really horrendous things that didn't make them schizophrenic. It is because of the radiation and because of the Wi-Fi and the different things that are connected with that. I have the hope and the prayer that everyone at the sound of my voice and Eric's voice, Frank and Chris, and even Herb, who called in, thank you so much. We appreciate all of your calls. I want to thank you, and I hope that everybody will get involved. You may not be able to walk up there and protest, or you may not be able to drive up there, but we can make calls. We can inquire. We can hold them to the fire by just simply calling in and letting them know, hey, this is not going away, and you yourself are violating a court order. And that in and of itself should not make that judge, the probate judge, too happy about that at all. And on that note, I think that everybody has gotten the point about the Seroquel and how dangerous it is. And there's other psychotic drugs that are just as dangerous, but this is what they're pumping into our brother's blood. 500 milligrams of it a night. And they are trying to act like, because he doesn't want to feel with those same side effects that I described to you earlier, that they're going to force him by injecting him if he's caught putting it under his tongue again and not taking it. That's no more than trying to make him a lab rat.
Lori, before we turn it over to Chris and then Frank, I wanted to add, let me give out a quick one or two other numbers, because now I want everybody to be nice, okay, when you call the Archbishop and ask him, respectfully require him to intervene on behalf of Tyler Whitman. He can find out, I'm sure he has a computer. I think it was online that he just built a $2 million home with the recreational center and everything in it, so he could write it off on his taxes. But let's be nice anyway and go for the Archbishop. Now, there's a bishop over South Carolina, but I want to go to the Archbishop because he's the big cheese, and he will, if he gets enough calls at his office, he will intervene, and they'll have to do something. They'll at least start asking about it, and a lot of times that's enough to make the lower courts and the lower witches do the right thing and let Tyler go on his merry way. Like I said, the guy's such a stand-up guy. He's even willing to give up the $3,000 plus a month that he gets from the government to go get the diagnosis of incompetent or mentally ill removed and have that reversed. Because like Lori said, and I could hear Lori's jaw hit the ground across the country when Tyler said, Lori said, Tyler, How many times did you meet with the psychiatrist, and how much time went by before you were diagnosed with schizophrenia? He goes, like, 5 minutes. And I could hear Lori's like, 5 minutes? You got to be kidding me. I couldn't believe it either. It was the first time I had heard that. That's absurd. You can't make a diagnosis. Lori and I talked to both, and Frank, and I believe Chris was on that night. We all talked to the guy for hours, okay, and he was just fine, amazingly coherent, considering he's being forced to take a poison named Seroquel, which Lori just laid out so marvelously. Look at the stranglehold that Big Pharma has on the Veterans Administration, the courts, and everything else. The state Supreme Court judge, Amy McCullough, in a probate jurisdiction, administrative judge, but these are state-level judges. Everything's tied in at the state Supreme Court level. So those judges, you see, whatever it says, they're all state Supreme Court. That's the power they exercise. That's what they are. Technically. So, and you telling me she didn't know the state attorney general that sued AstraZeneca? She's got to know that. I mean, she's a lawyer. She's a guy who probably has a big law firm she works with. Find out her private practice, people. Think out of the box a little. Find Amy's McCullough's private practice and call her at the office. So I haven't got that
and
far
Eric,
yet.
With what you're saying, too, I just want to point this out. If she doesn't know he's on Seroquel, she will know. But the thing is, as you know, these judges do not like people disobeying their orders. So I would love to be a fly on the wall when we find out.
Hold that thought. I hear the music. You're exactly right. If she doesn't know yet, she's going to know now. We'll be right back on the RPN Network. It's Eric with Lori, Gary, and Frank. I'm sorry, Chris and Frank.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, my friends. We're going to get right back into it. Thanks for joining us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer and Lori Anderson and Frank, our friend Frank. And I keep forgetting Frank's last name. He's a new friend. And Chris, Frank, we'll get to him in a second. And Chris in Las Vegas. You all know who Chris is if you've heard this broadcast. So thanks all for joining us. Lori, you can go ahead back to your comments, and then we'll get to our guests.
Absolutely. And you know, what I was just saying, Eric, is that if Ms. McCullen does not know about what has really gone on with Tyler Whitman, I assure you she is not going to be pleased that the police department was involved with violating her court order, nor is she going to be pleased when she finds out the medications that they are prescribing him and forcing him to take is one that her state sued over, because then she can be held accountable once she knows. But right now, we have no proof to know whether she knows he is on the Seroquel. However, even in the bottom, it says that in an affidavit of noncompliance and request for supplemental hearing will be filed with the Richland County Probate Court, and Tyler Whitman will be required to attend a hearing to show cause as to the reasons for the noncompliance. Well, let me tell you the cause. The medication can kill you. How simple does that have to be? He's supposed to be there for help, and they're giving him medication that can kill him. Well, that's not making him better. And so we also need to address those issues, and we have to give her a fair shot because we don't know if she knows any of this. We don't know if she's been informed about this, but we need to make sure she is, so she has the opportunity to do the right thing and order his release instead of him being held after that 12 months. And it says not to exceed 12 months. That's her order. So this person that's over this mental health assisted living place, the Passionate Care Home of Columbia, South Carolina, is saying, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what that judge says because I'm going to do what I want because my contract's not up till May 25th, 2018. Think about that, everyone.
Boy.
Think about that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, the listeners to this broadcast know we talked about contract law. Everything is under contract. Everything is contract law and admiralty law. When you go into the courts, they're usurping the common law constitutional standards and taking everything into the admiralty. So that, boy, is that, does that illustrate it right there. Can I give out the phone numbers? We've got a couple minutes here till the bottom of the hour, and then we're going to get to the guests. I want to give the phone number. Donald and Loretta Martin. That's Donald and Loretta Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N. T as in Thomas. Martin, like Steve Martin. It's Donald and Loretta. And we got three numbers, including their cell phone. Oh, how precious. Okay, their office number is 803-834-4544. Once again, 803-834-4544. Okay, and I'm going to give out their cell phone numbers, and I already called them and left a couple of choice messages. You want to be polite and professional, but you don't want to, you know, don't speed anything stupid and threaten anybody. Just be, but let them know, you know, we know that you're forcing a poisonous drug upon this guy and then threatening him with physical violence when he refuses to take it, which is not...
And they're getting ready to be a nationwide story.
Oh, this is going to go, I tell you, if we make a big enough stink, this can bring really make a huge dent in the beast, so to speak. Can really bring it to its knees, but it takes a lot of people caring about this case. And this case has a lot in it. We'll get into some of the other places that this case took us in our research tomorrow, if Tom's going to grant us maybe one more night. There's a very interesting connection between Tyler's psychiatrist, South Carolina University Medical School, and a Defense Advanced Research Project Agency grant to study
DARPA.
The performance. Yeah, there's DARPA. To study the neurological performance of soldiers, as in Tyler Whitman. So we're not going to have time to go down that rabbit hole tonight, and it's very real, and it's fascinating, but we're going to save that. That's next. Come next episode. Tonight, we're just trying to get the foundation laid and make people, you know, realize that this Tyler is just like the rest of us, except he's a patriot, and he's targeted, and they came down hard on him, and because his family was against him, that's one of the crucial components. Unfortunately, I had it happen in my personal situation, family betrayal, and that can really work against you. It's very dangerous in the courts, because if they team up with the witch's court, they can get all kinds of psychiatric labels put upon you, like, you know, patriot equals terrorist. And we know the BS that the psychiatric profession and the witch's court and their enforcement henchmen and henchwomen are all playing by. So, with that...
And Aaron, let me just add one thing real quick. He has not ever harmed anyone else, ever. I asked him that specifically, and he has never harmed anyone at all. I want to point that out.
I'll say it's a great point, and we'll be right back after this break. Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Try not to get worried. Try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're going to get right back into it because we have guests I want to get to. There's so much to say in this case. Let me start by saying get your pens and pencils out again, people. You're not done with the pen for the night. I got a couple of more numbers for you that I think are very important to call. I've got the cell phone numbers for Mr. Donald and Loretta Martin, who see fit to force a poisonous pill on a Navy veteran. I don't think that's too cool. So call them on their cell phone and fill up their voicemail. Maybe they'll answer, maybe not, but, you know, be polite and professional, but be firm. Tyler Whitman's being fed a poison. We know it. We know about the lawsuit. The drugs should be technically banned in the state once that state attorney general wins the lawsuit, and the words deadly and fatal and lethal are used to describe the drug. I think it ought to be prohibited from being prescribed to anyone, man or animal. So here's the cell phone numbers for Donald and Loretta Martin. 803-606-7238. That's 803 606-7238. The other one is 803, same area code, 803-404-227. I believe that's an 8. Yes. 404-2278. So the first one's 803-606-7238, and the second one is 803-404-2275. I forget which one is the husband and which one's the wife, but they're both equally evil. It's Loretta Martin, apparently, who's making these decisions to hold Tyler. Her name is the one that keeps coming up, not his. And it's, once again, this disturbing trend of it, the tyranny coming from women. It's not supposed to be that way. They're supposed to be the loving, nurturing side of humanity. And I'm not seeing that in Judge McCullough or Mrs. Martin or anybody of these. So anyway, call Donald and Loretta Martin on their cell phone. I highly recommend it. I did. If we fill up their voicemail and keep at them, they're going to realize that this case is just going to, they're going to have to let them go. They always collapse if there's enough public pressure. It's just a matter of time. But there has to be a lot of pressure. So, and by the way, don't forget to call our good friend, the Archbishop. His name's Wilton Gregory, W-I-L-T-O-N, Wilton. Gregory is his last name, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, Wilton Gregory. Now, there's a bishop underneath him in the South Carolina area, but he's the Archbishop of Atlanta, which covers the whole of South Carolina. It's all the same. Oh, by the way, now it said this online on their diocese website. It said that Atlanta is an ecclesiastical province. I was fascinated by that terminology. Think about that. And if you look up, start looking up words and doing your research, that's not good. Charleston, South Carolina, is a sea city, S-E-E city. That's what they call the Vatican, sea city. And it said the Diocese of South Carolina and Atlanta is, and quote, an ecclesiastical territory. That's kind of weird, scary, much like they're laying claim to that, but we can talk about that another day. So the number of Archbishop Gregory is, oh, and the Vicar General is Richard Harris. Isn't that interesting? The name of the old actor, same name as Richard Harris, the actor who played King Arthur. Richard Harris is the Vicar, V-I-C-A-R, and Wilton Gregory is the Archbishop. Those are the two guys with the power. They're the men who can make it happen with a phone call. Serious. I've seen it happen. So, and, you know, be nice. We're not ragging at them yet. We're just being nice and hoping they do the right thing. And their intervention will make it happen. Trust me. I've seen it. Okay, number 843-261-0421. Call the Ecclesiastical Territory. Let's ask them if they could please intervene in this matter. They seem to be laying claim to our land. Could they please help out with Tyler Whitman? So, once again, Wilton Gregory, the bishop, and the vicar, Richard Harris, is 843-261-0421. My call to them was very rewarding. I got through to a nun somehow. I did not ask for one. It just, she happened to be there answering the phone at a certain place at a certain time. I believe I called directly to their parish. And if that can find that number here, we'll give that out tomorrow night. But I didn't want to bother. The lady at the parish was so nice. I didn't want to give her a big headache. So I figure calling the main diocese office is good. They'll get it to the secretary. That's usually the channel I go through. But the woman, the sister, the nun who answered was very caring. It seems like she was interested. She said she was going to listen to the broadcast tonight. So, hey, sister, thanks for taking my call today. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Chris and Frank, take her away.
Well, thank you so very, very much, Eric. You know, this is a very, very dangerous situation. This gentleman, Mr. Tyler, has obviously been targeted. The preposterosity and complete absurdity to their five-minute so-called psychiatric determination, which was obviously pre-planned, plotted, it was obviously because of something that Tyler has done that has put him in the laser sight of the higher-ups that he works with or for. He may have inside knowledge of corruption, waste, fraud, abuse, theft, or perhaps even more diabolical aspects going under the scope of where he works at. So they've sought fit to use the ruse of psychiatric care, which is really nothing but the opinions of people who have no actual knowledge of the persona, the character, the nature, the spirit, the heart of the man. They are merely prosecuting, or per se executing more accurately, a political agenda to silence this man, to take him out of commission, to put him out into a psychiatric so-called care facility, much like the Celebration of Care at Bohemian Grove, where they really, the only care they have is for their own self-interest or political purposes of silencing this man. He's obviously articulate, well-spoken, cogent, sentient, and clear-thinking. At least he was when he was put in there, although there are very acute dangers to him losing the appearance of maintaining that status of normalcy because of this atypical administration of this psychotropic drug. Atypical means other than usual and normal, so it's something that's being used that is outside the normal protocol. In fact, the normal protocol for administration, according to a document that I was reading while Lori was talking, called a case report. And this is from the Hindawi, H-I-N-D-A-W-I, Publishing Corporation, Case Reports in Medicine, Volume 2009. It's on intoxication after extreme oral overdose of quetiapine, or, well, I'm not sure how you say that one, but it's the same as we know as Seroquel, attempted suicide, pharmacological concerns of side effects. This was several pages, but it points out, just like Lori had talked, that this is a very, very dangerous drug, and for somebody that's normal to go in there, whenever you can put the label of being mental ill, in fact, the word ment ill, is kind of duplicitous because it's talking about a sick mind. That's what ment ill really means, although they respell it to M-E-N-T-A-L as opposed to M-E-N-T-I-L-L. However, the whole DSM-5, I have read it cover to cover, including the preface, is a bunch of hogwash. It is void for vagary because every term in there is subject to being interpreted to whatever opinion that whoever reads it. In fact, it's the whole psychology and psychiatry trade and mental healing pseudosciences were described to the Supreme Court as witch doctrine. And this is what we're seeing. We're using this for a political purpose to silence a voice of truth and honesty. I heard his voice. It was very, very pure and clear, a bright spirit. This is why they want to shut him up and silence him by chemical lobotomization. In fact, they're violating their own protocols because the guidelines for the administration of Seroquel requires that you start with low doses and build up in the few single-digit grains or milligrams administration and maybe up to 12 to 45, maybe to 100. But you don't start out at the maximum dose, in fact, over the maximum dose, about 25%. To poison and toxify a man, to tamper with his thyroid condition, causing hypo or hyperthyroidism, to cause drowsiness, sleeplessness, loss of balance. Now, these things are side effects of this drug that they're giving this guy, supposedly because they really care for him, when what they really care for is the money they're getting paid to house him in this Class 3 high-security mental health facility, so-called. The one that I was in, they had circular bars in the windows so it wouldn't look so much like a prison. You'd think it was a nice FEMA residential care facility to stay in. Well, what they're doing is they're using this to a place to lock away their political adversaries, someone who has dirt on them or has private knowledge of things that implicate and criminally implicate people he works with or around. This is obviously a targeted individual we're talking about with Tyler, much as myself.
Yeah, and let me add to that. You know, I'm not so sure. There's still the first of all, Frank, we're going to get right to you in a second. But I was just looking at one of the numbers here and I got sidetracked. Tyler's, what were you just commenting on, Chris, with Tyler there? I had a point I wanted to make, and it was important.
I was talking about him being a targeted individual for putting out the truth and perhaps incriminating somebody he works with.
Okay, and here's my response to that. What came to mind is he may not be one of these people who has, like, dirt or a control file or intimate knowledge of, like, a top-secret program. I think many people, they just pick as guinea pigs. They see an easy mark. That's why I said if they're not connected, if they're not, if they think that they're maybe mellow person, personality-wise, maybe they're known for, you know, being a pacifist or a low resistance target, if you know what I mean.
You did say
so
he has a monthly income.
Yeah. Anything else? And then I want to get Frank in.
Let's hear what Frank has to say.
I just wanted to say, too, that he went in there voluntarily to get help, to speak to somebody, and they used that as an excuse to diagnose him. Now think about that, everyone. He voluntarily goes in to get help, and they, within 5 minutes, oh, you're schizophrenic. They're targeting individuals, and that doesn't inspire people to go and get help. They're targeting our veterans horribly and our military horribly, and they're doing so because they want to not only control them and test them and use them as guinea pigs, they also want to take their gun rights. You know, I mean, they do. They took his, too. He's prohibited from purchasing and possessing firearms and ammunition, and it's going to be reported to SLED for that purpose, all because of a five-minute diagnosis. Go ahead.
5 minutes.
Frank, go ahead,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yeah,
awesome.
I'd just
thanks
like
for
to.
Waiting.
Oh, no problem. I'd just like to say that Tyler is 33 years old, and to be torn up this way by the establishment at 33 years old is, it's not unheard of today, but it should be. And it's really terrible. But I wanted to explain remote neural monitoring. I think that's what I'll settle into. And this is a process. It's part of MKUltra. It's the most deadly of them all, and it happens to be the one that I have. But this is what you have to picture. An empty computer hard drive will say a terabyte drive. Okay, and years, go back to the beginning of your targeting for years. Okay, so your name goes in, your address goes in, what kind of day it is goes in, blue sky, the friends you've met, the things they say. So by the end of the day, they've got a little bit of it filled up. So by the end of a month, you know who your relatives are. They've heard phone conversations. They know all your phone conversations, phone numbers, rather, and your combinations. They know your family. Another month goes by. They know all the routes you take to where you go. They know everything. Up to this point, it's all down on this hard drive. They're facts. So what they're trying to do is duplicate all the things that you know and all the feelings that you have. So after a while, this hard drive begins to become filled. So when you get to like 70 or 80 or 90%, they start to use this information against you. And this is phase four. So I just skipped three phases. But this is phase four, and it happens to be where I am right now. So it's very apparent, very on the tip of my tongue what's going on. So
yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what their aim is other than just to destroy your life. I know that most of them are. Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, I think I know what it is. I think most of them are just guinea pigs. They're victims. They need, the powers that are doing this need bodies to experiment on. And if they can do it in ways where, you can continue to appear on the surface to have a normal life, you know, without just taking you into a camp and chaining you down like the Nazis did, but they're doing it more on the sly. And I do believe, I want to throw a few things out there to bolster and support the statements that you're making. The Medical University of South Carolina, that's MUSC, and this is the university where Tyler's psychiatrist, Dr. Otherson, O-T-H-E-R-S-E-N, I believe it's E-N, Otherson, O-T-H-E-R-S-E-N. I thought that name was a little creepy, but anyway, three generations all with the same name, the grandfather, the father, and the son. One of them was a pediatric surgeon. This one's a psychiatrist out of MUSC. That's the Medical University of South Carolina. That's where Tyler's being held in Columbia, South Carolina. And MUSC got a grant to develop brain stimulation devices for the military. And that was from, and I'm going to try to give the, it's musc.edu/PR/DARPA.htm. Once again, that's MUSC, the Medical University of South Carolina is what it's called, musc.edu/PR/DARPA.htm. That is the best I can do on that, but there's some meat and potatoes for people. Now, there it is. That's on MUSC.
Hey, Eric?
Website. Yeah, Chris, what do you think about that?
Well, Eric, if you don't mind, this is exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about directed energy weapons, directed mind control weapons. This is using the same things that I think it was Tyler that I heard talking about being disaffected by electrical energy or voice-to-skull technology, something of that effect, that was giving him some difficulties because he was being a targeted individual, being experimented on under these laboratory-type rat operations, special operations, and this so-called psychotropic stuff. For Frank's information, it's my extraterritorial resource discerned interpretation. The MK Ultra is secretly encrypted to mean M being the master's cult of Ra, the sun god. And these are the dark spirits that operate in these venues of this demonica that they're perpetrating on the rest of society, like good people, righteous, upright young men like Tyler and others that we've dealt with some. I think it was, we've helped quite a few people, including myself. And this is really, really diabolical what they do. So, Frank, I want to thank you very, very much for being an advocate and an activist, stepping up and standing up for this man who had no one else on the outside to speak up for him. And I hope that the Creator watches over and protects you with the Psalms 911 cloak of protection over you and your family, too.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, here, here.
Thank you so much.
Here, here. Frank's doing awesome work, and I don't want to hug. I want to give a few more actual, because Frank, I want to give some places that people can go and fact check what you're saying. That's the most, that gives you credibility, and it shows. And we're going to have you back on. Don't worry, to lay out more, I promise you. But I didn't want to blow our wad, so to speak, and jump to stage four.
Yeah.
You're at stage four now. And Tom's right. This is Tom Lacovara's broadcast. He's letting us use it for tonight to help Tyler. We'll see what happens tomorrow night. He may come back. He may let us be here, whatever, maybe together. We'll see if we can do another night for Tyler, because there's so much more to say, and I want to have you there. But I don't want to jump to stage four. Tom's really smart, and Lori, too. Start at stage one. Go slow. Once you lay out your foundation, your case is unshakable. So I like, I'm Speedy Gonzalez because I'm trying to get people out because they're being killed. I'm like, hurry up already. But, you know, I know there's a place to do that and there's a place for getting into a pace. But we'll get to stage four. Can you be with us again in the future? We're coming up to the top of the show. And I wanted to give it to people. There's the December 2006 Sonoma State University Project Censored Media Freedom Foundation. The name of the report is U.S. Electromagnetic Weapons and Human Rights by Peter Phillips, Lou Brown, and Bridget Thornton. The study of the history of U.S. intelligence, community, human rights violations, and continuing research in electromagnetic weapons. And so we're going to get to stage four eventually, but I want to hit stage two and three first. Today was great. We laid out the Seroquel. We gave out the numbers. We gave the evidence from multiple people. We heard from Frank, from Chris, from myself, and from Lori Anderson after extensive time interviewing all people that he's not mentally ill. Go ahead, Chris.
Here's a snippet of what's to come in the next edition of this show. I think Frankel and Lori will find it interesting. I did some in-depth investigation into the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. His name is Robert Wilkie. He's the acting secretary, and he has a very intriguing background that I think the listeners will be titillated and want to tune in the next time when we bring him the sunshine and truth being shined on this insane world that we're living in.
Yes, and we also did not get around to playing a clip from Tyler's interview so people can hear from him. We had him on the air last Saturday at Studio 1776. I believe that interview's up at courtroomwatch.com, but stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to try to play it here for the RBN listening crowd, and you'll hear that if we get a chance to, if Tom's okay with it. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but if in case we don't rendezvous people tomorrow, you know, I wanted to give you that place where you can go and at least hear that Tyler is okay. I mean, he's a regular guy. I mean, and I couldn't believe how well he's taken this. He's coherent. He's clear-headed. Now, the medication makes him a little groggy at night, and I've heard that. But he's still, I mean, really razor sharp, in my opinion, and all my friends here tonight also concur with that. So we'll try to play that for you. So, Chris, as Chris said, stay tuned. Much more to come tomorrow. The defense, there's an Israeli, I hate to even go here, but there's a connection to the Israeli aircraft industries. And it goes, the rabbit hole goes pretty deep on this with this neuro-monitoring, neurological research and experimentation. And I really believe that a lot of people are just guinea pigs. The military-industrial research experimentation complex needs warm bodies to experiment on. They can't really just round us up yet because we're still got the Second Amendment. We haven't quite come to that, but they're chipping away. A veteran here, a mother there, a journalist here, a broadcaster there, i.e. Tom LaCavara, and I want to thank Tom for letting me have this broadcast tonight to help Tyler Whitman. More can be found at courtroomwatch.com. We'll also see if Tom can post at RTR Truth Media, and maybe John will put it up at the Republic Broadcasting website at republicbroadcasting.org, because we're trying to help a vet here, and this is let's get this done. Let's get Tyler out. Make the calls. We'll see you tomorrow night, hopefully. And this is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Lori, Frank, Chris, Mike on the board, Tom, and John Stadmiller. Don't forget to support the network. You're the only thing keeping it afloat. See you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
And as always, everyone, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful night.
No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.